Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. You may have heard some preacher say, God had only one son, and he sent him into the world as a preacher. The Apostle Matthew records, From that time Jesus began to preach and say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Matthew 4:17-23. In the very next chapter of Matthew's gospel, we have a record of Christ's great Sermon on the Mount. Mark tells us that Jesus sent his apostles out to preach, Go into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe shall be condemned. Mark 16:15-16. The Apostle Paul worked diligently to carry out the Lord's command to go everywhere preaching the gospel. He preached in Athens, in Corinth, in Ephesus, and in many other places. He told the Corinthians, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. 1 Corinthians 3:6. Have we laid as much stress on the watering as we have on the planting? Have we been as concerned about strengthening people as we have been about baptizing them? Are we guilty sometimes of letting members of the church remain babies all their lives? Paul prayed that the Ephesians might be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Ephesians 3:16. He urged the Colossians to be rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as they had been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Colossians 2:7. Paul was not trying to minimize the importance of planting. He knew and wrote, So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. That was his reason for telling the Romans, I am debtor, both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to every one who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein, that is in the gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, The just shall live by faith. Romans 1:14-17. Neither was Paul trying to minimize the importance of watering. He knew that new converts needed to be fed with strong meat, or they would become weak or desert the cause of Christ altogether. But when he told the Corinthians, God gives the increase, he was teaching that God deserves the credit for the planting and for the watering. After all, who furnished the gospel plan of salvation in the first place? Neither Paul nor Apollos nor any other preacher invented the gospel. The gospel came by the grace of God Almighty. Besides, God sent his Son into the world to provide the gospel for us to preach. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Hebrews 9:22. Please take further note. So then neither is he who plants anything, neither he who waters, but God who gives the increase. 1 Corinthians 3:7. Planting and watering are vital to the growth of the Lord's church. But ultimately, it is God who deserves the honor and credit for preaching and for strengthening his body, the church of our Lord. All of the work of Christians must be directed to honoring God Almighty. Paul told the Corinthians, Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Romans 11:36. May God use all of us, and not just preachers of the gospel, to preach the gospel to the whole world. And once churches have been planted, may we help them to grow in grace and in knowledge. Thank you, and may God bless you.